The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in Chesam and Beis, which is the beginning of the last part of Maseches Chagiga, the chelik that deals with Tumah v'Tahara, tells us the chumras. That's what the rest of the Mishnah is about, the chumras of Meiser, of Truma, of Kodesh, beyond the regular Gedorim of Tahara, and beyond the regular Dinim Deraisa of Tumah, and beyond the regular Dinim Deraisa of watching out for Tumah. And one of the Dinim is L'chayra Chiddish. A person is toivel in a mikveh, it doesn't make a difference if he's being toivel in a mikveh midaraisa, because it doesn't make a difference if he's being toivel in a mikveh because he wants to eat ma'aser sheni, or because he's the kohen gadol that has to go into bimakdik k'toras lufnayim lufnim. The tvilo in the mikveh, l'chor, is the same tvilo. The Mishnah says in Yudchas Avivayis that there's a din derabonon of tova l'chulin, huksek l'chulin, os l'ma'aser. If whatever he's toivel for, that's what's chal on him, that's the tahara that's chal on him. A madreig of tahara, which is beyond that which he had in mind to be toivel for, would not be part of his status. If he was toivel because he wanted to eat ma'aser sheni, then he would be tohor for ma'aser sheni, he would not be tohor for truma. If he would be toivel for truma, and then somebody invited him to eat kachem kalim in Yerushalayim, he would not be able to eat kachem until he was toivel again l'shem kachem. The question is, what is the nature of this din? The idea of kavono in tvila takes place in two distinct sugis. One is the din that we just described. The other is a sugi barichus and chulun daf lamed aleph. And the sugi over there is back and forth whether kavono le tvila is a prerequisite for tvila. Let's say a person would be toivel without any kavono. He's in the water. So the Gemara discusses the musig of Toval Natal Tahara. He was Toval, or a woman was pushed down into the water. Does she become Tor Lebesa? Does she become Tahir Lebail? Is Kavona Letvila? Some Rishonim relate the discussion over there to the discussion on a general basis whether mitzvah is Tzriches Kavona. Other Rishonim clearly say that one have nothing to do with the other. Ramban clearly defines the two as being of a different nature. Mitzvah is Tzriches Kavona is a question of whether, when a person is doing a mitzvah, whether that's considered a ma'isa mitzvah despite the fact that he has no intention of engaging in the mitzvah. He picks up a lulav without intent to be mekayim the mitzvah. How can you have a ma'isa mitzvah without intent to be mekayim the mitzvah? But tvila, the point is not that it should be a ma'isa mitzvah. The point is that it should be a mitahir. What's the difference if it was mechaven or not? If something is done, it's not done just because the person didn't mean to do it. It's only an act that has no intent, l'chayr, is of no mashmos. A ma'isa mitzvah with no kavona would not be a ma'isa mitzvah. So that's a Ramban over there in Chulin that clearly other Rishonim are also clear that way. Clearly delineates that kavona b'tvilo is not on the same level as kavona b'tvilo, tvilo with a tough pay, or a kavona of a lulav, shofar, matz, or any other ma'isa mitzvah. Despite that, there is a discussion over there, not about a person, whether a person who's toivel in the mikvah has to be toivel l'shem tvilo. That's clear that it doesn't have to be. If a person went into the mayim l'shem rechitzo, that's clear that he would become toivel. Let's say he didn't know he was tamei. He went for a swim and he dipped underwater, there's no chatzitza, he becomes toivel. That's clear. What's not clear, that's the subject of discussion, machlek samiroim over there, is whether the tvilo is chal even though he was yard lahakir. He didn't go in bechalal for rechitz. He didn't go in to get himself in the water. He went in to cool off. He wasn't planning on putting his whole body in the water. There we could look at it that he's not doing a tvila at all. He might be in the water, but over there is a discussion whether that type of kavono, l'shem tvila, is necessary or not. The Gemara, interestingly enough, finds parallel. The Gemara does not compare it to other mitzvahs. What the Gemara does compare it to is shechita. The Gemara says that it's certainly not necessary when somebody is shechting a behemoth to be mechavin, to be matir the behemoth l'achil. It's not necessary to do the shechito that it should have the effect of taking the animal out of the realm of nevela and turning it into basar shechuto. That's not necessary. What is a discussion is what happens if a person dropped a knife and miraculously the knife performed a Maaseh Shechita. It sounds like an incredible story, but at least for the Halacha Shaboy, person dropped the knife where he did not have a Maaseh, we did not have in mind at all of Chatichas Basur. If he took the knife and he went for the animal's throat, but he wasn't Mechavel L'Shechita, that would be enough, because the physical act of taking the knife and cutting through the animal's throat, that he was Mechavel, that's enough. What happens if he just dropped the knife? And it wasn't mechaven at all for the act of cutting into the animal's throat. That would be a discussion. The Gemara compares those two. Actually, what the halacha l'maaseh is not clear. It would seem the halacha l'maaseh is one does not need kavanah l'tefillah. If a woman was sitting on a bench on a riverside and she fell off the bench and into the water, there was no chatzitza, and she fell into the water, she would be tahirah. That should be the halacha l'maaseh. Lamaisa, the Ramon Yerideya in Hilchas Nida Kufza the Ches Sif Mem Ches brings down, again it's not so common that a woman should fall into the water and it should be a kosher tefillah. Usually if a person doesn't invest time and energy to make sure the tefillah is kosher, it's not going to be kosher. But for the halacha, even if it's loy lamaisa, the Ramon brings the Yeshita the Rajba, who is Choshish for the Shita of what the Gemara calls over there, the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef. The Gemara brings over there that shita that that we're choishish for kavana for tefillah. The Gemara says, and the Ramah says that a woman should be tevil again if she was tevil without any kavana. What's interesting is that the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan ben Yosef, in Chum Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara does not bring by us in the sugya. The Gemara discusses something totally different. The Gemara says that by chulin, tefillah is not necessary to have kavana. The Gemara discusses biyachas in reference to meiser and truma, the need for kavana betvilo. So on the one hand, the Gemara doesn't discuss kavana for tvilo in chulin, different than the sugi in chulin. On the other hand, the Gemara doesn't bring Rabbi Yonasan ben Yosef. It seems to be a different shita. The Gemara doesn't bring bechlal that shita biyachas to chulin. So what the Achroinim explained is a sefer on Chagiga, the shiurim of Michal Feinstein zatzal, one of the Gedolei Ador, the previous generation, the son-in-law of the Briskerov, and over there he explains, by Richus, that there's two distinct dinim, that there's two distinct discussions that are going on over here. The sugya in Chulin is not dealing with a, what we would call a kavana for a chalois. It's not a kavana, a person makes a kinyan, it's not enough that he has kavana to do, let's say he wants to be koine a bag of tomatoes. It's not enough that he has kavana to pick it up. It's not that somebody forced his hand and picked it up. Besides for that, in order to be koine, in order to buy something, sell something, achieve something, be mekadesh misha, again, a person has to have kavana for what he's doing. He has to have kavana to buy the tomatoes. He's not koine the tomatoes until he has kavana liknois. B'chol ha-terikula, anything which it creates or does the opposite of creating, any kinyan or institution, a person has to have kavana for what he's doing. Otherwise, it's not chal. Kavanah is a prerequisite to any type of chalois b'chol ha-teri kula. Picking up a lulav, for instance, is not a chalois. A person does a maisa, he gets schar for that maisa, it's a maisa mitzvah. Is anything created by picking up a lulav? Of course, a malach and shemayim. Does anything here created, acquisition, transfer of assets, marriage, dissolving a marriage, a yerusha, is anything, a shtar, edus, is anything created by picking up a lulav? No, it's a maisa. The discussion of the sugya by us is a discussion of, in order to create a chalois in a person, that he's ro'oi to eat ma'isa and truma. That's a din d'rabbanon. Whether he has to have kavana in order to create in himself the hechsher to eat ma'isa or chulun is a discussion by us. The discussion that takes place in the sugya chulun is b'chlal not a discussion of chalois. The tefillah, the regular tefillah that works for chulun, is not something that's created by a person. When the person who's being tovel does the ma'aseh tefillah, the chalois tahara is chal on him me'elov. There's no need for kavono to create something. It's not him creating. When he's tovel in the mikveh, when mele becomes toiled, therefore he can eat ma'aseh chulun. The das, the kavono in the regular sense of kol ha'teri kula of kinyonim and so on and so forth, shtoros, das kinyin, das makne, das koine, that type of thing, is not negeir when we're talking about tefillah. What is necessary, maybe, is in order to render the ma'aseh tefillah, to render the act of tefillah a tefillah, not just a getting cold in the water, it would be necessary to have kavanah for the ma'aseh tefillah. That's what we said. That even if he has kavanah for a ma'aseh rechitza, that's enough, even though he's not thinking about tahara, because the ma'aseh that's done, going into the water, dipping in the water, that he's planning on doing. So that would be enough to be called kavanah for the ma'aseh. That's the sugya in chulin. The sugya by us is discussing kavanah in reference to creating a state of being. What's that state of being? That state of being is called being tohor for ma'aseh, being tohor for truma, being tohor for kachim. That's a state of being that's created by Chazal. There is no state of being called being tohor legabe chulin. Of course, if he's tohor and then he touches something, he won't become tame. There's no state of being called being roi to eat chulin. There's a state of being called being roi to eat truma. That's a state. That's something that a person needs a hachona for. It's something that a person needs a hachona nafshis for. There's no state of being called I am tohor to eat lunch. So memela over there, there's no din of kavona to be roi to eat chulin. That's why the sugya in chulin, which is discussing chulin, does not discuss the concept that's discussed here. Now, as far as the concept of kavona betvilo that we're discussing in our sugya, it's very interesting. The din of kavona betvilo that we're discussing by us is, the Rambam says clearly, that would be enough for him to think when he's coming out of the mikvah. There's two steps in the tahara. There's the going into the mikvah. There's the coming out of the mikvah. As long as he's still wet from the mikvah, he's already out of the tefillah, he already rose above the surface of the water, he could be mechavin that his tefillah now was for kachim, and it would be for kachim. Which would seem clear that we're not discussing defining the ma'aseh tefillah that takes place when he dips below the water. He's already finished with the tefillah. He's already coming out of the water. He's still wet from the water. The Rambam says that he's still in the time frame. He's still within that time frame that he could be nesiaches to his tefillah and say that it was a tefillah l'shem ma'aseh, l'shem kachem, l'shem truma. What does that have to do with the ma'aseh tefillah? So it seems clear, like we just said, that the kavono of tefillah, which Chazal instituted for kachem, for tairis, for truma, for ma'aser, is not a definition of the ma'aser, whether that ma'aser was done l'shem tevilo or not. It's not even b'shas to tevilo. It's done afterwards. It's a state which Chazal created, and he has to be in that state. Look at the Lashon Rashi, Chesam and Beis. Rashi says that if he's toval without kavono, the Lashon Rashi is ki'ilu loy toval, the loy niskaven l'shem tevilos taharo, Elo l'ruchitza b'alma. We just said over the sugya in chulin, l'ruchitza b'alma is enough. So it's clear that ruchitza b'alma is the ma'aseh tefillah. That would be the what's necessary in the sugya in chulin when we're talking about chulin, literally. When we're talking about truma ma'aseh, there's another state. Now, again, like we said, is that a chalois that's chalan and b'shas the tefillah? Again, when a person does a kinyan, let's say a person makes a neder l'tzedakah, or let's say it simply, a person decides to give a gift. He's gifting $100,000. Right now he's going to do the ma'aseh haknah. He's going to appoint somebody a trustee on behalf of whomsoever, and he's going to have that person be a shliach to be koinah the $100,000. And he's not sure right now who he wants to be maknah to. Is that a haknah? Doesn't it have to be clear b'shas ma'isa when he's doing the haknah? Kinyan denotes two people. There's a makna, there's a koinah. There's a yankel, there's a shmerel. Yankel is giving $100,000 to shmerel. We'll call him Reb Yankel if he's giving $100,000. Yankel has to give the $100,000 to shmerel. He has to be mechavin who he wants to give the $100,000 to. He can't just have an open-ended thought that he's giving somebody $100,000. What would it mean for us if we say that the din of tevilah, l'shem kachim, l'shem truma, could even be after he's finished the tevilah? Obviously that tells us that we're not dealing over here with a chalois which is created by being in the water. What we're dealing over here, Michael Feinstein tells us, is a new din of chazal, that in order to guard the darga of tahara necessary for kachim, for ma'aseh, for truma, there's a state, the Gemara Dashan is the pasuk of Mishmeres. There's a state of tahara, of readiness for tahara, of watching out for tahara, of watching from tumah, which is necessary. And in that state, In that state, a person is considered that he's becheskas, he's huchzak, the Lashon of the Mishnah is yurcheskas mebeis, he's huchzak, that he's tohor for that state. If he's only huchzak, he only watches himself in a state of tahara for truma, let's say. There are chumris that we're going to learn about in Yisrael Hashem, the next 7-8 daf, on tahara of kochim. He's not huchzak in that state, he's not bimishmeret, not on guard for that state. So what happens is when he's toivel, what we do is we say that being toivel for that state denotes a mental state of being ready to be oisik in kochim. When he's toivel for kochim, what we're saying is that not only does he become tohar, but he's also considered in a state of preparedness to be oisik v'kochim. If he only was toivel with a mental preparation of eating truma, then we only consider him being in a state of preparedness for truma. It's not part of the tefillah itself, but the tefillah, besides for being mitayer him, also creates a state of readiness which he's in. That state can be created in conjunction with the tefillah as long as he's still connected to the tefillah. The Rambam says as long as he's still wet from the water. He's dry, if he's a half an hour later, he's not in the tefillah anymore. It's not enough to think now, oh yeah, I want to eat kachem. It has to be that when he was toivel, he created that state of readiness. When is it called that his tefillah can create in him a state of readiness? Only when he's still connected with the tefillah, when he's still wet from the mikvah. So it's a new din, it's a totally new din. It's a din d'rabbanan. It's not a chalois, which is chal al yidei the tefillah. It's not a kavona of the maisa, which defines the maisa as a maisa tevila, like we said in the sugi chul naflamal. It's a new thing. There's a state of being huchzak l'maisa, huchzak l'truma, huchzak l'kachim. This would seem to be the straightforward approach in our sugi. The Turi Evan would seem to be holding not that way. What does the Turi Evan say? The Turi Evan relates this idea of being oilam and amayim, and then thinking afterwards what the tevila was for while he's still wet, as belonging to the realm of Brera. Interesting tzushto. Brera, b'chol ha-tarikuli, yesh Brera, ein Brera is a sugya. When a person does an act, and he's trying to create a halachic state, and that halachic state is not clear what he wants to do with that state. For instance, a person wants to make an Erev Tchumim. His place is at point A. In order to be able to walk 4,000 amas on Shabbos, Tchum Shabbos is only 2,000 amas. In order to be able to walk 4,000, he wants to create a place, a mokim shvisa for himself, 2,000 amas away. He has a suffix which direction he wants to go. Does he want to walk to the Kiddush in Bar Park on one side? Does he want to walk to the Kiddush in Flatbush on the other side? He could choose any other destination. So what does he do? He takes an Eruv, he puts bread or whatever other food in each direction, and he then thinks to himself, whichever place I'll decide tomorrow I want to be, that's where it'll be nizbar l'mafreya, and that's my shvisa. Or we'll take another example, a chavis of yayin, and he wants to be mafish truma. Shabbos one is also to be mafish truma. He has a barrel of wine, he can't drink, it's devil. So we say that the yayin that he will be mafish motzi Shabbos, it's nizbar l'mafreya, that lug of yayin, that amount of wine, was rendered truma l'mafreya, and that was matir the whole chavis to drink from. How does that work, l'mafreya? So that's a discussion. Yesh brer, ein brer. Can you do something? Can you create something with a player to be named later, the yayin to be named later, destination to be named later, and any other number of cases? You want to write a get for one of two women? Could you write the get and say it'll be nizvar tomorrow by who you want to give the get to? That's who you meant yesterday. That type of discussion, shaykh yesh brer, ein brer. But all that is shaykh to something which is created, al-yidei a maisa creating an eruv, a maisa being mafishruma, writing a get, and so on. We're talking about something which is created after the fact. Again, he was toivel, and then he thinks afterwards. That's not a thought process, b'shas de tvilo. He's not clear when he goes under the water what he wants from the state of Tara. So he says, whatever I think about, whatever I'm interested in doing, kochim, truma, so on, later on, that's what's being this about. We're talking about a thought process, which is afterwards. To relate that to Brera is a very big chiddush. L'chayr, the Galata Mahalach would be not like the Torah, the way we just said. That this is a new din d'rabbanan, which has nothing to do with a defining what the tefillah is creating. We're trying to create a state of readiness for truma or kachim. That is kolzman, he's still connected to the tefillah, he can create that state of mishmeres, of shimur from tumah. Another place where this discussion, just to point out, interesting aura, where this type of thing of doing something and then defining it later in terms of what one does is a famous discussion in the Poskim, whether it helps to say Krishma. Person wants to, is davening before the second Zman Krishma, he wants to be makbid on the Mogen Avraham Zman Krishma, but he also wants to say Krishma with the brachas. He doesn't want to just say Krishma before davening, that's bidyavadik. He wants to be able to the optimal way of saying Krishma with the brachas. So what does he do? On the tzadah, he says Krishma before davening. On the tzadah, the aloch is like the Mogen Avraham, he wants to be able to Krishma now. On the tzadah, the aloch is like the grow, that the Zman Krishma is 36 minutes later. So he has in mind that the Krishma he's saying now should be invalid, and later on the Krishma he says should be good. Again, can he undo a Krishma that he said? Can he be mavar based on a discussion in Poskim? What was his kavanah b'shas ma'aseh? It sounds almost strange. What is the intent of this halacha? Could be over there also that this halacha has nothing to do with classic brera and ain't brera. It's a halacha that if a person doesn't want to be yotzei mitzvah, he won't be yotzei mitzvah. For instance, there's a man d'amol, the famous machlekes, mitzvahs tzriches kavanah, mitzvahs ein tzriches kavanah. The Rishonim point out that according to a man d'amol, mitzvahs ein tzriches kavanah, if it's mechavan that he does not want to be yotzei, it's not yotzei, not because it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. That man d'amol holds that a mitzvah that's done without intent to be mekayim the mitzvah is a ma'aseh mitzvah. But if you don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah, if you don't want tzchah, you don't want points up in shemayim, so you won't have tzchah the mitzvah. The mitzvah could be a mitzvah, but you don't want the mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah. Krishma doesn't do the same. If he doesn't outside the taloch is like the grow, he doesn't want the mitzvah. He doesn't have the mitzvah. It's not classic brero, which will be mavar lemafreya what the nature of his amiru was. It's not that. So again, we have different ideas of things that are not clear b'shas ma'is and mavar later on. Is it shaykh to sug of yesh brero and ain brero? We're saying over here by tefillah is a new din, the rabbanon, like we said, where all we're doing is we're using the frame of mind, the frame of reference that he had when he came up from the mikveh, to define what his state of readiness includes. Is it for kachim? Is it only for truma? Is it only for ma'isim? And then we have this discussion of two different types of kavonah, this kavonah which defines the ma'isa as yes a ma'isa, not a ma'isa. That's a sugya mitzvah tzuchas kavonah, mitzvah ein tzuchas kavonah. We have a discussion of we don't need kavonah for the to be mechavin to create something, but you need kavanah at least for the physical act you're doing. We describe that by tvila, by shchita. We don't even need kavanah to be tohor, kavanah to be toivel in the mikvah. We need kavanah at least for rechitza, to go into the water. Shchita the same thing. You need kavanah lechaticha, to cut the meat. You need kavanah lechita? No. But at least you need kavanah for the physical act that you're doing of cutting the meat, of going into the water. And then there's the discussion by us, like we said, which is a new din of kachim and truma, where in order to be tohor l'kachim truma, a person has to be in a state of readiness. That state of readiness has to be created in conjunction with the tvila in a mikvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.